There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. If you're making plans to go to Chile, be careful. If it's a remote area you seek, there's a volcano erupting. It hasn't erupted in 40 years. Did you know in Chile, just a fun fact right from the get-go, 90 volcanoes. Yeah, 90 volcanoes. But the one that was active, boy, it was pretty to see. Nobody was hurt. They evacuated the village, the mountainous area. So that's the good news. And it's wild to see a volcano. It's wild to see a volcano blow, especially if you're in the area. This is a treat some have seen when they've gone to Hawaii and the Big Island, and they've flown helicopters over it, and you see the red lava flow and what that's like. Crazy. Speaking of seeing something from a helicopter, this is wild. Remember the gyrocopter that was down and the pilot's been charged? He was released from jail. But, of course, the next hearing will come up, and then he'll have to go to the hearing, obviously. But there was some reaction to that. Congressman Chaffetz said that the gyrocopter pilot should have been blown out of the air, period. So you had the Florida postal worker who put his gyrocopter in the air in the first place to land, you know, to land at the Capitol, and had weapons aimed at him. And what the congressman is saying is we should just blow him out of the air. That's it. There was a briefing on this on the Hill on Wednesday. And Doug Hughes, the guy who was the helicopter pilot, is lucky to be alive. But they made the decision not to shoot him down out of concern for injuring people on the ground. So, you know, the question is, it's interesting because he says he should have been blown out of the air. There was a closed-door briefing of House members by the Social Security, and the Capitol Police came, you know, just a couple of days after what happened. But another gap in the way we ensure the security of the White House, the Capitol, and all these buildings in Washington. So if security tracked him as he was approaching after he took off from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, that's a judgment call. But can you imagine if they had shot him down? They shoot down a 61-year-old pilot, this pilot of this helicopter thing, and if they shot him down, what people would be saying, but they don't, and he's nutty, and he has a cause, and they arrest him, and then he gets released from jail, and he has a future date. But if they had shot him out of the sky... But on one hand, you say to yourself, well, it could be anything on this gyrocopter. So why wouldn't you shoot it down if your job is to protect the Capitol? Why would you not do that? I don't get it. I mean, I don't. The security threat is huge. And the Capitol complex had to be placed in lockdown, because they didn't know what was going on, so they had to do that. Oh, crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, this is also crazy as well, and this makes people crazy, which is why we have the constant battle over what to do with our situation with immigrants, especially with illegal people coming over. But even the Obama administration recently has admitted that the amount of illegal immigrants that are known gang members is flip-flopped. That more have come out of prison than they can imagine. But this is part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals programs and trying to make it smooth, and they're having problems with making it smooth. In fact, even the White House spokesperson, Jen Psaki, in an interview on Fox News, didn't address one of the cases that has infuriated a lot of people. Emmanuel Jesus Rangel Hernandez was allowed in August of 2013 to remain in the U.S., this following his request about 7 months earlier to stay under the President's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. He acknowledged in a letter to a top Republican senator that, or one of the things that was acknowledged, was that the application was approved, even though federal crime databases say he was a known gang member. So now there's a lot of fear about what's going on with these gang members. And this, you know, the pathway to citizenship, so to speak. But this is a big story. So Rangel Hernandez, originally from Mexico, is now charged with first-degree murder in connection with killings in February in North Carolina of four people, including the former America's Next Top Model. So this is the fear that somebody, a gang member, gets out in the flow of letting people out, and then they kill somebody, which is exactly what happened. Got out, killed somebody. I think that is just frightening. Frightening. I don't know if this is fair game or not, but when you're a senior fellow on the Hill, let's take a Republican like John McCain, and one of your teammates, because you are teammates, you're both in the Republican Party, decides he's going to run, and he's been actually kind of talking about it for a couple of years. He does, and you rip him on national security, and that would be John McCain ripping Senator Rand Paul when McCain called the 2016 presidential hopeful called him the worst possible candidate on the issue of national security. He was on Neil Cavuto's show. And he was responding to Paul calling McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham lapdogs for President Obama on foreign policy. Wow. So, and that was a couple of days ago on Fox News. And Paul said, look, this comes from a group of people who have been wrong about every foreign policy issue over the last two decades. There is a shred of truth to that. And McCain said Senator Paul is absolutely the worst possible candidate of the 20 or so that are running on the most important issue, which is national security. And I agree that you want to have somebody who has a sense of national security, who understands national security, especially now. And McCain is saying that Paul doesn't have an understanding of what we need or the threats of the United States national security. So, John McCain, on one hand, when he's asked, would you support the nominee for the party? He says, of course, I'm a loyal Republican. I would hope that good sense would prevail. But so he's saying he's trashing, taking the legs out of Paul, but at the same time saying, well, whoever the nominee is, of course I'm going to vote for them. Of course I'm going to do that. Of course, why wouldn't I? But in the meantime, I'm going to trash him to you. How's that? When he was asked by Neil Caputo if Paul was the worst of all presidential candidates right now, McCain doubled down on his earlier remarks. On national security, absolutely, there's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. He's a Lindsey Graham fan. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Late last night, laying in bed, found the answer to all my ills. A great big tree growing green and free, full of $10,000 bills.
All right, always great to have Stephen Kelly on the show, Free Money Guy, and in fact, we're giving away one of his books today. You might be the lucky winner. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. I read it cover to cover. I read nothing cover to cover. I'm serious. I read one book in my life cover to cover, and I guarantee nobody knows it. Sam Horn, it's called Pop, and then I read Stephen's book, and it was so good. Because
it's a little tiny, thin little book, you know.
But still, it's a continuation of the way you talk and how you're on the show. You can tell he's dying to get on the show. So Stephen Kelly is in the wings. You heard him. Free Money Guy. And we're talking about qualified money. We mentioned last week that this is what we were going to jump on top of. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how you doing? Did I break some broadcasting rules there?
No. Okay. No, you didn't. The enthusiasm is good. I love enthusiasm. There are no rules. So there's
I'm always excited when I get to be on your show. It's the highlight of my week.
I love it. I love it. All right. Qualified money. Explain qualified money.
Well, when you think qualified, think restricted. It comes from the term tax qualified. And it means that this is money that, because of the way you've put it away and so forth, qualifies for a tax-deferred plan. And these are things like IRAs, 401Ks, 403Bs, all of these different things that allow you to put your money away tax-free or tax-deferred, defer the taxes now on the income, defer the taxes on the growth, and then you take it out later. And, you know, this is great because you have money in savings. And I want to shout that out, is that that's the really great thing about the qualified money and the 401Ks and so forth, because the federal government has set this up. A lot of people have saved a lot of money for their retirement. There's over $24 trillion right now in qualified money. Okay, $24 trillion. Now, here's the problem with it. The problem is you don't really own your money. You don't own the qualified money. Now, when you say that, when I say that, people say, what do you mean? Yeah, I don't own my money. Okay, now think about any asset that you do own, like your house or a life insurance policy or a car.
Sure.
What are the rights you have to define your ownership? Well, the first right you have is that it's usually in your name. You hold title to your car or you hold title to your house or whatever. Sometimes it's in a trust, but most often those are trusts that you control. Okay, now what I want you to do, Kate, is when you get home tonight, go look at your statement on the IRA or your 401k and make a note of who is named as the owner of that asset. Is it you or is it some custodian or trustee you've never heard of? And in fact, it's the latter. It's some other trustee. So your money is not your name. Okay, so the next right of ownership is the ability to keep the asset. Now, there can be mitigating factors such as eminent domain or bankruptcy and things that necessitate a sale, but usually when sold, you're entitled to the fair market value for any property you're forced to liquidate. So are you allowed to keep the money in your tax-qualified plan? No. First, it isn't even in your name. And second, the government dictates you must spend it all before you die, or at least before they say you will die. Okay? So the first thing is you can't keep it in your name. The second thing, you can't keep it. The third right of ownership is the ability to sell your asset in the open market. Now, can you sell your IRA or 401k? No.
No.
It's a federally prohibited transaction. The fourth right of ownership is the ability to trade an asset for one of equal value. Again, you may not trade your tax-qualified plan. You can't even give it away. All right? These two are federally prohibited transactions. Okay, so you can't have it in your name. You can't keep it. You can't sell it or trade it. You can't give it away. But surely at least you can borrow against it, right? After all, it is an actual asset, right?
Right.
No. That's also a federally prohibited transaction.
Wow.
You know, and we won't even talk about what happens if you have the bad form to die with it, okay? Because at that point in time, it can be taxed one, two, or three times, depending on where you're at. So the question is, do you really own your qualified money? And the answer is no. And the reason you don't own it is because you have a partner. And it's a partner that gets to make all of the rules and does make the rules for its own benefit. Now, go back to what I said earlier. There's $24 trillion in assets and qualified plans. Assume that Uncle Sam has his hands on 25% of that, his hooks. That's about $6 trillion. You think that the U.S. government takes that seriously, that $6 trillion?
Mm-hmm.
You bet they do. You bet they do. And so what I'm saying with qualified money is I kind of think it's a deal we struck with the devil, okay? We were given this idea that, look, you can defer your taxes to a later time when you're in a lower tax bracket and you won't pay as much in taxes. And since that period of time, we've had our marginal tax rates come down to almost a record low, and we've had our deficits run up hugely, okay? Trillions of dollars in deficits. So the problem with qualified money is you didn't just defer the taxes, but you deferred the tax rate. And what I think people are going to find is what they did was is they struck this bargain so that they could deduct $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a year from their income earlier, only to be faced with later in life having to pay higher taxes on maybe $25,000, $30,000, $35,000 a year in income. And it can also impact your Social Security taxes. So these are the challenges with tax-qualified money. And next week, if you want, we can pick up where we're leaving off here, and we can talk about some of the things we can do to mitigate some of those factors.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's interesting what you're talking about. There's no question the government certainly likes to eyeball, what did you say, $6 trillion, $7 trillion?
Well, that's their take. That's their piece
of it. Yeah, yeah.
You think they're going to give that up?
No.
Or do you think knowing Congress and people like you do, maybe they'll try and do things to get more of it.
That's what I would think. Maybe they try to get more of it. And this is the key, and it goes back to what you always say, and you said here, we just don't know what's going to happen. And the problem is there is nothing worse than to see old people, older people, because sometimes you live alone. My grandfather lived to be 95, panicked because they think they don't have enough money, which he did, by the way. He had enough money, yeah. But he didn't think he did.
Well, we never do.
Right.
You know, and that's almost universal. I have people come into the office with, you know, $5, $6, $7 million as worried about their future as people that come in with, you know, $400,000 or $500,000.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a psychological thing. And one other thing, you know, I might just make one final point on this, because there was something the other day, it's a little bit off point, but to me it was really, really an important realization. And that is, there's a huge decline in financial literacy as we get older. Somehow, the way our brains are wired makes it more difficult as we get older and we lose some of that capacity to think about finances with the clarity we need to, okay? But that goes along with something else, and that is, they found in the same study that not only do we lose our capacity to think as clearly as we should about our finances as we get older, but we gain more confidence that we are thinking clearly. So what happens is we're losing our capacity to think, and we're fooling ourselves into thinking we're doing a better job than we really are.
Wow. So, you know, this goes to, it's so much better to take charge. Just take charge now so you're not wrestling. Yes, while you're not wrestling with that idea of, I mean, how great is it to have everything in order? So from, you know, soup to nuts, you know, that old expression, and then you don't have to worry about it and try to stretch your mind and think what happened here and why this, and you won't even have to do it. You can take a breath.
And the worst part about that, about stretching your mind later and so forth, is you're doing it while you're under the gun. You know, so you're putting yourself in a position of having to make incredibly important and technical decisions at a time when you're under a great deal of pressure, in a diminished capacity, and feeling like you have everything under control, because that's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Good information, of course, always great stuff. Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. Someone's going to get a copy of his book. And if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that again?
844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or go online to freemoneyguys.com.
I love that. All right, Stephen, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's in bands. He's way advanced. He's willing to make a deal. When you come across this young man song on a fiddle and playing it hot, and a devil jumps up on his stump.
Oh, let me tell you why. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One of the things I love to do on this show, it's not a chore, it's a delight. We do it every show. We check the mail, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from James, who says, Kate, I think I've heard a couple of your callers and certainly some other people who have emailed the show say how much they are tired of hearing about Hillary Clinton. I just wish there was somebody who could knock her out of the race. And I say this from a Democratic point of view. I will never be a Republican because I think the Republicans are phonier than a $2 bill. And I don't believe they have the best interests of this country at heart. So what Democrats could possibly step into the light and take it away from Hillary Clinton? The problem is I just don't know. Maybe Bernie Sanders, he's an independent, but will he really get the kind of backing he needs financially should he decide to run? Just my two cents. Wow. So none of the Republicans, they're all phony. You think they're all phony. And Hillary Clinton you can't, you don't like Hillary Clinton, but I hate to tell you this, Hillary Clinton is it. She's the only show in town for the Dems, because anybody else who runs against Hillary Clinton, I really still think this is just a sacrificial lamb. And they're just making it interesting to get into the race to look better for the Democrats, I suppose. But do any of them really have a chance? I don't see it. Here's what I think happens. You're a politician, and the right people come to see you, and they tell you, geez, you should really think about running. Running for president, and wow, that's pretty heady stuff, right? President of the United States? I never really thought about it. Yeah, I am passionate about the country. I've been fighting these issues for however long. And then people who just don't have that it thing that Donald Trump, the one thing that Donald Trump and I agree on, run, and they just get bowled over. And the main thing about running is you got to be a fundraiser, baby. And you really do. Even at the highest levels, you got to pick up the phone and call people and ask for money. PACs, we're creating PACs, we need money for the PAC. It is so, so true. So no politician got there by not being able to pick up the phone and raise money. And this is the problem in some cases. Some people aren't as good about doing that. They're just not good at it. So anyway, this is certainly one of the stumbling blocks. And there is no Democrat that's coming out of the woodwork. Who's that Democrat? O'Malley, he used to be the governor of Maryland? No. Joe Biden, a retread running for president again? No. I just don't see it. Jim Webb, who was a senator from Virginia? No. I mean, they may all run, but they don't get it. It would have to be that Hillary Clinton is taken out of the process because of something that happens. A lot of people speculating about the Clinton cash book, and, oh, that's a big obstacle, but I don't think so. Yeah, the weather, whatever that storm is, it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I mean, it is. It's Hillary Clinton. What else can I say about that? Okay, how about this one from Michael, who says, hi, Kate. I am so glad that we are done with the winter weather. It has been a brutal winter in New England. I can't tell you how much I used to enjoy snow. Now I absolutely hate it. I'm actually thinking of moving to Florida or someplace else. I know you have a lot of affiliates there and you talk about Florida. And even if sometimes I have to deal with extreme heat, anything is better than dealing with extreme snow. We really had it, and it is awful to deal with. Digging cars out, finding spaces, waiting for snow to melt, ice to melt, you name it. No fun anymore. Great when you're a kid, not so great when you're an adult, and you can't call in sick. Yeah, that's a problem when you can't call in sick, right? And you got to figure out a way to maneuver the roads. And, you know, that's the one good thing about people who are virtual or who can be virtual and work from home. When some of that horrible weather happened, they were able to at least do that. So they didn't have to brave the treacherous roads and have to deal with the things that you have to deal with when you had the kind of snow you had. But sometimes summer weather and spring weather can bring equally as disastrous moments from Mother Nature. But I suppose nothing like some of what we saw with the snow. Although I shouldn't say that, because look at Superstorm Sandy and what happened to parts of the East Coast with that storm. It was they're still rebuilding because of Sandy, still doing that. This one's from Silver, who says, Kate, I've been a fan for a long time. I've always thought I needed to email the show to talk about some of the things to get off my chest and things that are bugging me. One of the things that bugs me is our lousy healthcare system. And I don't care, Republican, Democrat, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Shouldn't we all have access to great healthcare, decent healthcare at least? I've seen some really horrible things happen to people I know because of the lack of health care. But yet if they had health care, they can barely afford it, and it doesn't really cover what they need. This is a dilemma, my friend. I don't think Obamacare has done anything to improve the situation other than pre-existing conditions and a few other little things that have happened for some people that are now able to get insurance. But for the middle class, it's really strangled most of us. You know, it's interesting. I just saw this, that this report came out, a TransUnion healthcare report that they just released this week, showed that healthcare consumers and providers are feeling the sting of the rising healthcare costs. Out-of-pocket costs for patients up 11%. 11% is a big number. I mean, really, the middle class are the ones, I think, that are taking it on the chin. People who didn't have health insurance now can get health insurance, and they're on that cut line where they're not making enough money, then it's good for them. The pre-existing, I agree, that's huge for lots and lots of people who couldn't get health care. But the middle class, the people that are living paycheck to paycheck but seemingly a little better off now are not better off at all. I mean, they're not anyway. And the reason why is because of trying to pay for this health care in some cases. You know, the clinics and the things that are happening with the clinics and, you know, what you're paying when you go in compared to, I guess, what you used to pay before. So, and employers, 20% increase in premiums. How do they absorb the costs? That's bad. Deductibles doubled over the past 5 years with the high deductible plans that are offered by employers and the Affordable Care Act. So it's not good. It's interesting. I saw in the same story, I saw they gave the example of a 33-year-old woman who had a spike of 200% in her United Healthcare emergency room deductible from 2013 to 2014. So the deductible for emergency room service went from $50 to $150. And she's saying her yearly salary increase didn't come close to offsetting the increase in healthcare costs. She was a manager in a clothing retail chain before leaving to work in the public sector because she had to have better benefits, that she needed a job that had better benefits. And I think that's happening to people. Sometimes it's the reverse effect, so they have to go somewhere where they can have a better health care coverage. And, I mean, the deductible is just an absolute killer. And then the health care people are having the same thing. So there seems to be no end in sight to this. Fred says, America Tonight, been listening to you for a while. I'm tired of hearing these bloviator politicians with their same old ideas tell us why they'll make a great president. You have to be kidding me. It's Manny Moe and Jack for the Republicans, and it's the Iron Lady for the Democrats. We need some relief, Kate. We need some regular people, authentic people, running for president. What do you think? I love the Iron Lady reference, by the way. You know, in the last election, they tried to make Hillary Clinton seem like Margaret Thatcher. Only a Democratic Margaret Thatcher. I don't think that, I really don't think that Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, or Marco Rubio aren't authentic. I don't think they are. I think that the spin people are working with them, but no. And especially Ted Cruz, whether you completely can't stand Ted Cruz, you think he's off his rocker, or you absolutely love Ted Cruz, I really do believe you. What you see is what you get, which is why he's always on the outs with a lot of the super, super conservatives for some of the things that he's done. But I know what you mean. Like, it seems like everybody's sort of force-fed to us, I guess. And maybe it's because of all the build-up leading up to somebody declaring, oh, they're going to declare for president. I mean, we've been talking about Rand Paul. We've been talking about Ted Cruz. We've been talking about Marco Rubio for 2 years. That's how long we've been talking about them, running for president. And then they ultimately declare, and then it's like, oh, yeah, and they declared. Maybe that's it, that we're just talking about it so much. Coming up, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Yeah. Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
America tonight. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins us for this one. Hey, Nathan.
Howdy.
You ready for a little Fruits and Nuts and the Shred It and the Bingo and all that?
I try.
I love that. I try. I try. All right. We got some good ones for you this time around. I promise. You're going to love this. You know, some serious and some in between. Okay. How about this? Start off this way with fruits and nuts. Might as well. In looking at lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits. This perhaps is one of the more ridiculous ones I've ever heard of. And it could be that it's a celebrity involved, and so you can be a target. Not that I feel sorry for celebrities, certainly. But Mila Kunis is being sued for chicken salad. She's being sued for allegedly stealing a chicken from a childhood friend, Christina Caro, who claims she grew up with Kunis in the Ukraine, alleges that when they were around five, they would play with her beloved chicken named Doggy. According to the lawsuit, she adored the chicken, as did Kunis, who would come over to play with it. But when the chicken suddenly disappeared, Caro says that Kunis fessed up that she was the chicken thief, telling her, "You can have other chickens as a pet. You have a whole chicken farm, but I need it for food." Wow.
Wait, so how many years ago was this?
Oh, a ton, like 25 years ago.
And so it's not criminal, it's a civil case.
Right, right. And she's asking for $5,000. It's so crazy. She was her friend in the Ukraine. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's not even like it's that much money either, but
no, not for someone like her.
Yeah.
Where they're worth millions.
But
well, I mean, do you pay it to just go away? I mean, do you say this is so ridiculous that this is I mean, you know, it's ridiculous, but I just don't want it in my to deal with it anymore, so I'll just pay this amount of money, or is that blackmail?
Oh, blackmail, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it, Kate. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
People are so distrustful of each other, and then make them pay, get them some sort of payback that really isn't paying anyone back. I just don't know.
I'm going to say shred it for that reason.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of say fruits and nuts for that reason.
Yeah, fruits and nuts, that's good. Yeah, it's weird. Because she becomes uber famous, so the woman is trying to think of a way. I mean, that, oh gosh, let me scour my brain and think of something that I can pin on her. I don't know. It's just stupid. It doesn't
catty.
Make any sense.
It's catty.
It's catty.
Those are friends playing out a game in the world theater.
I agree. All right, how about this one? Calbuco volcano erupted in Chile, causing a little bit of an emergency, but according to all sources, the town was evacuated, but nobody was hurt. And this volcano erupting is for the first time it's happened in 42 years. So there's a huge ash cloud. It's beautiful looking, I have to say, over this sparse kind of populated mountain area in southern Chile. There's only about 1,500 people. They got them out. Nobody, like I said, has been hurt or any of that kind of stuff. And it last erupted in 1972. There's 90 active volcanoes, Nathan, in Chile. 90 active volcanoes.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I just think it's a cool story.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, for it to erupt.
Well, I mean, it's just a story about time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
I mean, that's why I'm kind of like shred it and bingo on that one. But I would certainly like add the pictures of it to my, you know, my changing desktop at home. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. You have to look at it. Everybody listening to us, go look at this volcano erupting, because it's really, really, really sweet looking, I have to say. And because nobody was hurt, so to me, I say it's worth saying that's a beautiful thing. It's nature. It's the volcano. It's the volcano erupting. All right, to me, credit card companies are predators, because they know people get caught in that cycle and can't get out of the whirlwind of the credit cards. And it's sort of in some cases, a necessary evil with establishing credit, and I could go on and on. Now these top credit cards are back in the game of offering 0%, meaning, you know, zero APR, low interest cards with zero APR to try to get more people in the door, and some people flipping over the credit card so they can get that zero for a year, you know, playing the credit card game, and it's just been upped because they kind of stopped that. It was kind of hard to get them. And now they're back again with the lowest interest of that amount of money. Balance transfers, all that kind of stuff. Fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo.
Well, how's it working out for the youngsters? I mean, did they basically do it because there was there's a fresh new memory that doesn't remember that happened?
Yes. That's what I think it is.
Well, I can't imagine it's going to go any better this time.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's going to last longer either.
Well, no, because the credit card thing is somebody always thinks, oh, well, if I just do this, then I'll be able to get that money. It'll work. I mean, it'll work because something's going to happen. I'm going to win the lottery or whatever it is. But it's not that way. So that's why I think it's fruits and nuts. It's fruits and nuts to get caught in that when you're young.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fruits and nuts to get caught in it. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
It gets a little sourer fruits and nuts, I guess, when you're older, but I agree.
Fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts.
Okay, how about this one? We go to New York City, and, you know, it just was Earth Day, and they're talking about one bin recycling. New York City is going to overhaul the recycling program to cut waste by 90%. They say that they'll be able to reduce their waste output by more than 3 million tons by 2030.
Good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
Yep. I say that's excellent that they're doing that. Because there's a lot of trash there. They've had problems when the trashmen, the sanitation workers, go on strike. Oh, it's a rough, rough world
in
New York City.
I don't know. With me only having been to New York maybe 3 or 4 times and not very long while I was there and being there for one of those, definitely. Gross. Gross. Clean it up.
There you go.
Compact. Everybody, go compact. Hey, did you know that it was also Secretary's Day?
No, I didn't know that. That's a big day.
Yeah, well, it got recycled.
Ba-dum-bump. It got recycled. That's what we do. We recycle our days. I love it. Touche. You're just like Dan in Texas in that sense. Otherwise, no. How about this? A SkyWest Airlines flight, I heard about this when it was happening, to Connecticut was diverted. It descended steeply and made an emergency landing in New York on Wednesday after 3 passengers lost consciousness. The flight had about 75 people on it. It left from Chicago O'Hare. And it had been inbound into Connecticut. It landed at Buffalo's Niagara International Airport in Buffalo. And the SkyWest spokesperson said that a passenger lost consciousness. So the pilot panicked and thought, this is bad for the whole plane. So they decided to rapidly descend to get everybody down. One of the passengers said it. All of a sudden the plane took a nosedive, but they're all safe. I would say if I was a passenger, I'm glad he took that precaution. I'm going to say amen.
Well, you said one was down, but there were two others on
three. Three.
What happened?
They don't know. They're investigating it. They think that it has something to do with the air pressure.
Yeah. Wow.
Scary.
A little plane? How big was that?
Little plane, commuter plane. 75 people were on board.
We're all 75, though. Fun. I think that's kind of fruits and
bingo.
Nuts. Fruits and nuts.
Bingo.
Yo.
Yeah, bingo. I think that the pilot was that smart to do that. All right, always fun. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. Thanks, Nathan, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645.
When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.